I'm Vern Locks with the Bird Report. On Saturday, February 1st, WCAI's Morning Edition host Dan Tridle and his wife, Janet Gardner, were visiting Nantucket to participate in the third annual Moby Dick Reading Marathon. Having heard me carry on incessantly about this year's snowy owl incursion, Dan and Janet were hot to see one of these magnificent birds. So after they had completed their Moby Dick readings, we headed out to try to find one. The weather was balmy, in the 40s with no wind and hazy sunshine. Better weather than anyone can hope to expect in February. After striking out on finding a snowy owl at the first location, location number two, a walk along a sandy road at Low Beach, produced not one but two snowy owls. Great views were had through spotting scopes, and a bonus adult peregrine falcon flew in and landed on an antenna, allowing great views as well. A successful snowy owl viewing expedition completed, we decided to check another area in search of even more owls. After all, how many snowy owls is too many? Searching an area in the moors, we spotted another snowy owl in the distance. While looking across a frozen pond at the owl, we noticed a bird on its belly on the ice. On checking through binoculars, I was surprised to see that it was a red-necked grebe sitting on the frozen surface not far from us. Red-necked grebes are scarce around here and spend the winter in small numbers in ocean waters feeding on small fish. They nest in Arctic tundra ponds during the summer. I had never seen one in freshwater on the island and never heard of or seen one on ice before. This bird was in serious trouble by landing on ice that it mistakenly thought was water. Grebes are a specialized family of birds adapted for life on and under the water. They dive using their large, modified feet with lobed webs to propel themselves in pursuit of fish. Grebes are awkward on land and unable to walk because their legs are positioned so far back at the tail end of their body. They can only take off from water by running along the surface in a long takeoff run before attaining a high enough speed to get airborne. This bird was doomed, as it would never get back in the air, and with all the large raptors around, like red-tailed hawks and snowy owls, it would not take long for it to become a meal, as it was helpless and hapless on the ice. The best we could hope for was that we could catch the bird and not injure it, and then release it into the ocean, which would have been very stressful for all concerned. At any rate, the grebe rescue team sprang into action, with Dan and Janet out on the ice, attempting to direct the grebe to flee towards me. It did, where it crashed into a snowbank at the edge of the pond, and I missed capturing it with my jacket by mere inches. The panicked bird turned as I gave chase. It began picking up speed, as if speed skating, and flapping along over the top of the ice. It kept going, and miraculously, very laboriously, after what seemed like hundreds of yards and an eternity, it got airborne, slowly gaining altitude while the cheering observers were jumping for joy. It headed for Low Beach and the safety of open water, accompanied by loud cheers of delight from the grebe rescue team. It was the best possible outcome. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.